Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Yud. We are up to Siv Beis. We're on the top line of page 554. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Zeh shamarnu sha'kona shvisa b'richuk makom sheyachzik baderech. That which we said that a person can be kona shvisa, even when he's far away, as long as he went out and he started going there. Lo sheyetze v'yelech basada. It doesn't have to be that he actually went out and started walking in the fields. Ela filu yorad min ha'aliyah lelech la'osa makom. Even if he just came down from the second floor in order to go to that place. V'kodim sheyotza mipesach ha'chotzer. And before he even got out of the doorway of his chotzer, achziru chavero, his friend already sent him back. Harei zeh hechzik. That's already considered going on the way. V'kona shvisa. And it could be kona shvisa be richuk makom. So it doesn't have to be that he actually started traveling there outside his chatzar. Even if he only came downstairs and he's within his chatzar, that's still going to be good enough to be considered on his way. V'chola kona shvisa be richuk makom eino tzarech lomar shvisasi be makom ploni. And anyone who's kona shvisa at a distance does not need to say the words shvisasi b'makom ploni elokevan shegomar belibo. Rather, once he had a gemira belibo, he committed in his heart to be kona shvisa over there. The hechzik baderach koshu, and he started on the way a little bit kona sham shvisa. He's already kona shvisa over there. The ein tzarech lomar mishi yotza biraglav, and needless to say, a person who actually went out with his feet. Va'omad b'makom shekona bo shvisa, and he stood in the place where he's being kona shvisa. She'eino tzarech lomar klum, that he doesn't have to say anything. Elokevan shegomar belibo kona, as long as he was gomar belibo, he committed in his heart, that's already enough of a kinyan. So we did see earlier that if a person makes an erev tchumen with food, he does require a dibur. Here we're saying if you're kona shvisa b'richuk makom, or you're kona shvisa with your feet being in the makom, in those cases you do not need any dibur. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Zayin, Eino tzarech lomar shvisasi b'makom ploni. You don't have to say that my shvisa is makom ploni. V'yesh cholkin, and there are those who argue on the mechaber. The dafka b'mishi yesh lo shnei batim. Dafka, a person who has two houses. B'shnei tchumei Shabbos, and two separate tchumen. V'hosam amrina, there we say, afdech ziru chaver, even though his friend sent him back. Mikomakom hayadaitu likno shvisa. Still, he had in his mind to be kona shvisa. So you could afterwards go to that place. But if it wouldn't be a case that he has two houses and two tchumen, then without a dibur it wouldn't help. Because we would say that maybe he changed his mind from going to that place and he decided not to go. Unless he said explicitly, shvisasi b'makom ploni, my shvisa is going to be in that place. So the Mishabura is bringing those who argue on the Mechaber that it's not always true that to be kona shvisa b'richuk makom, you don't need a dibur, only in a very specific case when you have two houses in two different tchum Shabbos, so then when you're going towards one, so then you don't need a dibur even if your friend sent you back. But just I'm going to another place, maybe you changed your mind, and there we would require a dibur according to these yesh chokim. Sivkatan ches kevan shegomar belibo is good enough. L'shom shvisa. What exactly was he gomar belibo that his shvisa should be over there? Now I'd like to look at a couple of bir halachas, just small parts. Number one, Devar Maskel Hachziru Chaveiro Hareza Hichzik. So the Mechaber said that even if you only came down from the Aliyah and you didn't go outside the Pesach of the Chatzar and your friend sent you back, that's already considered Hichzik and you're kona shvisa. So Zakta Bi'alocha Kan Lo Hiskir Osha Chazer Me'atzmo. If you remember in the last sif, we said either your friend sent you back or you came back on your own. Here all of a sudden the Mechaber switches and he only says your friend brings you back. He doesn't mention Osha Chazer Me'atzmo. Kibisif HaKodem. The Evshar De Bidafka Nokat. It could be it's very specific that the Mechaber left that off over here. Debisif Aleph Shehilsik Mamish Baderach. Because maybe in Sif Aleph, when he actually started going in the fields, he actually was going on his way. So then, Avshe Chozer Me'atzmo Kana Shvisa, even if he ended up coming back on his own, so since he did enough of a mice of starting to walk on the way, he could be Kona Shvisa, even though it was Chozer Me'atzmo. Aval Kan, but over here, Shelo Yored Rak Min Aliyah, where all he did was come from the upstairs to the downstairs. He didn't even leave the Chatzar yet. So Evshar Didavka Keshechziro Chaveiro Velo Me'atzmo. Maybe over here, it's specifically if his friend sends him back, that's when he can be kona shvisa at a distance. but not if he decides to go back on his own. One more bir halacha, divra maskal kevan shegomar belibo vehechsek baderech. So we said in the Mechaber again, anytime you're kona shvisa berichuk makom, you don't have to say shvisasi b'makom ploni. Just kevan shegomar belibo l'shem shvisa, as the Mishabura said, and you hechsek baderech kolshu, you're kona shem shvisa without any kind of dibur. So says the bir halacha over here, hinei besov simen akodem reish sif yud aleph kasav. In the last siman, in the beginning of Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber wrote, "Va'omar shvisasi tachta v'ikro." When we're talking about being kona shvisa at a distance by a tree that you recognize or a fence that you recognize, we said that you say shvisasi tachta v'ikro. V'cheinu lashon haMishnah, that is also the language of the Mishnah. V'lo kosav degomar belibo nami mahani, and we don't say over there that just the commitment in your heart, the gomar belibo, also works. V'lechora kol shekein hu. Lechora, we could say it certainly works. It's a kol shekein, sham de mahani gomer belibo. Maybe we could say that it certainly works over there. And why is that? Because maybe over here, that if you're chazar, you went back, it's going to help when it's just gomer belibo. So certainly over there, and that's if you weren't going back, you were just heading there, you didn't reach your destination, but you didn't turn back. So certainly over there, gomer belibo would work. And therefore, maybe that's why it didn't mention over there the idea of Gomer Belibo. It only mentions a speaking, because the Gomer Belibo is obvious. If it works over here where you came back home, so certainly it'll work over there where you were mamish on your way and you didn't turn back home. Achein, however, Yesh Lomer Desham Garel Inyan Zeh. Maybe we could say Fakert. Maybe over there it's worse and Gomer Belibo actually won't help. What's a chilek? The Kan Shehichzeg Baderach Erev Shabbos. Here where you started on the way on Erev Shabbos, Almanas likno sham shvisa, to have in mind to be kona shvisa over there. Skip the brackets for a moment. Yitziyasa mochachas al kavanos liknos. That's when your yitzia is proving your kavana to be kona. You went out on Erev Shabbos to be kona shvisa over there, and therefore gomer belibo is enough. Aval hasam, but earlier the marikish shaholech baderach mikfar. You didn't go out on your way. You didn't leave your house to be kona shvisa in that place. You just happened to be traveling already. So then ein kavanosa muchachas mitoch ma'isav. Then your kavana is not clear from your actions. You didn't do any actions. You were just in the middle of traveling. So just having this in mind, maybe wouldn't be enough. Yal kain tzar shi'on rebiviv dafka. Maybe over there you have to speak it out with your mouth specifically. Umatzasi achar kasha kain. Afterwards, at the Chavetz Chaim, I found that Tosef Shabbos actually says this. In the brackets, all the Bir Halacha is adding it, I'm not going to read it, is that he's explaining it, Alpi the Mechaber, that when you went out on your way, it was to be kona shvisa. In the brackets, he brings the other poskim that we saw argue with the Mechaber, that's Bedafka, you're not going out to be kona shvisa. You're just going out to spend Shabbos over there, so I don't want to read it, it'll just confuse things. But over here, the Mechaber says, maybe it doesn't stay over there, Gomer Belibo, because it's a kol shekein, and maybe Fakert, maybe it actually doesn't work over there. Because over there, it's not Nikir and your Meisim, because you just happen to be traveling, then you need a Dibur. But over here, where you left your house, Erev Shabbos, Lefidah Mechaber, to be Kona Shvisa, so that's enough that Gomar Belibo will work, you won't actually need a Dibur. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, Sif Gimel. Anshei Ha'ir Shasholchu Echad Mehem Laholech Lohem Eruvav Memokom Yadua. People of a city that sent out a messenger to bring their Eruv to a certain place, Vehechzik Baderech, and he went out on the way, he started traveling there, and his friend ended up bringing him back, and he did not end up delivering the Eruv there. So the din is, Heim lo konu shvisa ba'osu makam. The people of the city, the Mishalchim, they are not konu shvisa in that place. Sharei lo huna sham Eruvam. Lamaisa, their Eruv didn't get there, so it didn't work for them. Ve'ein lohem lahalich b'minidosam ella alpaim amalakol ruach. And all they have left is their Medina that they're living in, and around it, 2,000 amos in all directions, like a regular case. V'hu kana sham eruv. However, the shaliach who went out on his way and started going there before he was called back, he is kona shvisa in that location. Sharehu ba baderach, because he started traveling. V'niskavin lishbos sham, and he had kavana to be shoves over there. V'hechzeg baderach. L'fikach yesh lo leilech lo'usel mokom l'machar. Therefore, he alone is allowed to go to that place tomorrow. V'leilech mimenu alpayim amalu koruach. And he can go from that place 2,000 amos in all directions. So an interesting din over here in Siv Gimel, you have people that are sending a shaliach to bring their Erev Tchum in a place, and there's enough food there, obviously, for everyone, and he doesn't get there. Rather, he's called back by his friend. It does not work for any of the people that sent him, but it does work for him because he alone went out on the derech. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Vahu Kana Sham Erev, he is Kona the Erev over there. Ayin Masha Kasadnu L'El, Sevkatan Beis, look what we learned earlier in Sevkatan Beis, that's where the Mishnah Berurah brought down the poskim that argue on the Machaber whether the purpose he was going out was to be Kona Shvisa, or the person that was going actually to spend Shabbos over there. So obviously that would factor in over here. We're talking about a case where he's actually the Mechaber L'shitaso, that he's going out to place the Erev there on behalf of everyone. Since he doesn't get there, it does not work for the others, but it does work for himself. That concludes Simen Tov Yud at Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, we'll begin the new Simen Tov Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.